This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's top government spokesman said Tuesday it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. Comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has not decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting. The G7 includes Germany, France, Britain, Italy, Japan, and Canada, in addition to the United States. Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 group in 2014 after annexing the Crimea region from Ukraine. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary also said it is up to the United States, this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit meeting will take. A week after tons of ammonium nitrate exploded and leveled Beirut's port, Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced his government's resignation as nearly 300,000 remained without habitable housing. The August 4th detonation at a port warehouse killed at least 163 people, injured more than 6,000, and destroyed swaths of Mediterranean capital, compounding months of political and economic meltdown. For many Lebanese, the explosion was the last straw in a protracted crisis over the collapse of the economy, endemic corruption, waste, and dysfunctional governance, and they have taken to the streets demanding root and branch change. Lebanon's president, Michel Aoun, who accepted Diab's resignation, had previously said that explosive material was in fact stored unsafely for years at that port. He later said the investigation would also consider whether the cause was external interference as well as negligence or an accident. Many other countries have called for an investigation to see if this was, in fact, some type of attack. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump was abruptly escorted by a U.S. Secret Service agent out of the White House briefing room as he was beginning a coronavirus briefing Monday afternoon. He returned minutes later saying that there was a shooting outside the White House that was under control. Mr. Trump said that there was, and somebody's been taken to the hospital. He says the shots were fired by law enforcement, and he believes the individual who was shot was armed. The shooting took place near 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, just blocks from the White House, according to two sources with knowledge of the situation. More than 734,000 people have died globally as a result of the COVID-19 virus. It is more than 163,000 in the United States, more than 101,000 in Brazil. No other country comes close. Number of worldwide infections has hit another milestone, this time 20 million and climbing. Its highest numbers are in the U.S., Brazil, and India, together making up more than half of the global infections. Bolivia's government has now ordered police and military to protect key installations and the transport of medical oxygen after clashes broke out over a quick election. Tensions are brewing as the South American nation heads for a key presidential election on October 18th, which has been delayed due to COVID-19. Supporters of unseated former leftist leader Evo Morales are demanding the vote be held on September 6th. The standoff threatens to convulse the landlocked country and revive memories of last year's deadly clashes following a disputed election that led to the resignation of Morales, dozens of people being killed, and buildings being set on fire. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is embarking on a week-long trip to Europe and Central Europe as the United States looks to confront Russian and Chinese competition in Europe, both economically and geopolitically. A top U.S. diplomat is visiting the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Austria, and Poland this week. Pompeo will become the first Secretary of State since 2011 to visit Slovenia, home of First Lady Melania Trump. He will sign a joint declaration on 5G technology as Washington is countering risk posed by communist China's infiltration into high-tech networks in the region. The trip comes as the Pentagon prepares to move forward with a plan to pull almost 12,000 troops from Germany and redeploy part of the U.S. forces to Poland and other NATO nations. This raises concerns at home and in Europe, even as senior officials defend its strategic necessity. Ambassador Philip Reker, the State Department's acting Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs, said Pompeo will discuss with his counterparts to just complete a U.S.-Poland Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.